My guest at this time is Haley Hollick. She is an attorney for Right on Crime. She joins me now to shed some light on Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh, specifically as it relates to his approach to issues of criminal justice. And Haley, thanks very much for being with us.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. Thanks for having me on. I'm happy to be here.
Judge Kavanaugh has a pretty long paper trail, about 12 years now on the federal bench. We'll get into some more specifics in just a moment, but what's your overall reaction to his nomination?
Like you said, I work for Right on Crime, and basically our goal is, as a policy shop, again, and I want to underscore policy shop, is to ensure that taxpayers yield the best return on their public safety investment. So dealing with policy, we typically take the approach that our goal is to change legislation, but that's exactly why we think that Judge Kavanaugh, when it comes to criminal justice reform issues, would be a good judge, because, I mean, he has a great record of really respecting the role of the judiciary and respecting the rule of law, defending the separation of powers, and resisting that temptation of judicial activism.
Which case or cases stand out to you as an indication of how he approaches criminal cases? Obviously, it's been a little bit of a cram session here since we had four names in the hopper until just before the announcement was made. But from what you've seen on his approach to criminal justice issues, what stands out?
We've kind of been focusing mostly on the positive side of how his placement on SCOTUS could affect the issue of over-criminalization. And if you don't mind, Greg, would you mind my giving a kind of a broad stroke?
Sure.
Overcriminalization at the federal level is this phenomenon that maybe your listeners are familiar with. It's whenever the government criminalizes activities that aren't typically what you and I think of as being criminal in nature. There's kind of this anecdote out there that we commit 3 to 7 federal crimes a day. That's largely due to the fact that the federal government, these non-elected agency officials, in large part, they keep creating laws that are redundant, meaning the state already has a law that criminalizes this, or it just doesn't include a criminal intent element. How that fits in with Judge Kavanaugh is that some of his cases, he has really shown this jurisprudence that he values this traditional presumption of needing a mental culpability when you're dealing with these cases and defendants who were up against cases that are nuanced, but he's really valued that mental culpability element. But at the same time, he's also ruled only on the scope of the legal challenges that have been raised. And that's important because, again, he has resisted judicial activism. So that feeds into overcriminalization, because whenever you allow agencies to create these laws without the mental component, then that's when you can just kind of convict people of crimes that they don't even know they're committing. So forgive me for the long answer, but, you know, it is kind of a nuanced area there. But
no problem. We're talking with Haley Hollick, attorney for Right on Crime. And Haley, this kind of brings us into a little bit of an area of tension, because we've seen a lot of civil cases over the years where, you know, people have sued McDonald's and other places because they spilled their coffee and there hadn't been a, hey, your coffee's hot, a warning on the cup. And so they win hundreds of millions of dollars from McDonald's for something that should be common sense. With some of these other bureaucratic regulations, it's clearly less obvious of what's a crime and what's not. But at what point do we have to use common sense on some of these things?
Right. And I mean, and I think that you bring up a really great concept, is that the purpose of criminal law was originally to maintain order by doling out criminal penalties for things like murder or sexual offenses, assault. It wasn't to regulate business activities or just common sense things that we could settle, as you said, in, you know, civil court or whatnot. Whenever you start trying to criminalize these things with criminal penalties, well, they have long-standing consequences for people who are just, you know, committing what then the EPA decides are environmental crimes. And it's like, you know, which may be common sense, perhaps somebody shouldn't be doing, that could be arguable, but you know, you can settle those things in civil court. You don't settle them in the criminal context, especially a federal crime, which can hold, you know, grave penalties. So
Haley, one of the cases that I know you've looked at with respect to Judge Kavanaugh is called Moore versus the United States. It's a case centering on a man convicted of signing a false name when receiving a package from the U.S. Postal Service.
Yeah.
Now, that was a smaller issue inside a larger drug case, but what struck you about Kavanaugh's approach to upholding the conviction, but seeing instances where such a decision might not be appropriate?
That's exactly what I was getting at earlier, and I thank you for bringing that up. I mean, what I was very enthused about in that decision is that that's exactly the case in which, you know, he concurred. He actually went out of his way to write a concurrence and say, yes, in this situation, I have to side with the state. But it was because the defense did not bring up, they didn't raise the legal question, they didn't challenge the case, they didn't bring up the issue that, you know, was it willfully or not. They challenged on the evidence. And if they had raised the legal challenge that whether it was willfully, because on the package, if I'm remembering correctly, on the slip that he signed, it didn't notify him that signing it, you know, falsifying it, would hold a criminal penalty. Judge Kavanaugh, he said, you know, he indicated, well, you know, perhaps we could have looked at Supreme Court precedent and applied differently and come to a different conclusion because mens rea is so important to the foundations of criminal law. And that is why I'm encouraged. That's why I think that that type of jurisprudence and that type of smart legal thinking will be good for rolling back the administrative state. So,
what other questions do you want to hear Kavanaugh address in this confirmation process?
Overall, he has proven to be a good judge on the D.C. Circuit. I think that, as President Trump said, you know, you want someone who's going to be in the role and will perform the duties of a judge diligently and do it without without bias. And so I think that he's proven to do that in his role. I think it's good. I think it's good.
Haley, we'll be watching. I'm sure you will be as well. Thanks very much for your time today.
Yeah, thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
Haley Hollick is an attorney for Right on Crime. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.